Hello there, it's Heather here from Blossoming Heart Guidance, and I offer personal growth intuitive coaching for kind soul survivors who have been feeling disheartened or heartbroken in their life or in the world to be able to get yourself back, really grow in self-care and self-love, and to blossom your awesome. So this week is the new moon message for July 2021. The new moon comes in on July 9th, to be exact, in the evening. And when we start working with the moon, we actually can start aligning our lives. It can start giving us a bigger picture and help us put pieces together that make sense. And then we can master it, you know, of what's really going on and go, okay, I'm not going to take this personally. So not to scare you, but we've been dealing with Neptune in retrograde since June 25th. Which makes sense with some of the stuff going on in the news and what we've been learning in Canada around the burial grounds, the graves of Indigenous children from the residential schools. This is the Neptune in retrograde is revealing all that is true. It's breaking the denial cycle, and this energy is with us until December. So we're going to be seeing some stark truths that we can't avoid anymore. Whether that's in our society, within our life, within politics, within our businesses, and relationships about people. And it can be hard. It's not an easy thing to come into reality. Neptune tends to like to sort of be the escape artist, and we'll go into just positive thinking and everything's fine and trying to work with those escape realms. But when we're in reality, that's actually where real change happens. That's when real compassion happens. That's when we can start really making progress. You know, it's like I do that within my sessions. It's just like we have to get honest. We have to get real. May not feel great all the time, but it actually propels deepening and change. So just that's the backdrop of the new moon that we're coming into. So the new moon on Friday is in Cancer, and the sun is in Cancer. So we're really aligning with our inner worlds, our inner life. Cancer, the planet essentially that governs Cancer is the moon. So it is feminine energy. It is about nurturing. It's the mothering energy. And it makes us take a look at all the parts of ourselves as feeling like children, and also are part of having to be the inner mother, you know, to ourself, or if you are a parent, to your own children. And it's making you actually examine, you know, your relationships in your life and where you might not be caring for yourself. You might be overgiving to others or over-nurturing others and under-nurturing yourself. You may also be facing having to see some truths about your own mother, birth mother, or those who raised you that would have that mothering role. And having to see those truths, right? And needing to digest them and what you learned, you know, about your deservingness, about your own feeling of lovability. You know, did you all of a sudden feel like you had to take care of your mother more than yourself? Or do you have pain still left over from that relationship that still needs some healing? So it's really, the purpose of this time is really to help you examine, you know, where am I needing to do more nurturing? And also, are there any relationships where I'm feeling like I'm really small or childlike or dependent on others? And how can I step more into creating less codependency and more independence while knowing that I deserve to reach out to friends and those who love me and those who can nurture me, right? So a beautiful time to really examine this. You know, what is love? What is connection? What are the relationships? Am I surrounded by people who I really feel I can be myself with and I feel they have my back and that I love them and they love me? Am I in a home environment that I like? Is there a way it can be more nurturing, more reflective of your heart, you know, in these ways? Maybe you're needing to think about moving, you know, in some sense. Hard with the housing crisis, I know. But it's also, you know, this part of being able to show up with more compassion in the world. And we may just discover more difficulties, more horrors of where children weren't loved, where others weren't loved, right? And we may need to have to digest that during this time. So take good care of yourself during this new moon. If you want to do a ritual, I would suggest doing it on Friday night. meditate on, you know, your own womb, whether it doesn't matter if you're male, female, gender issues, but your own womb area, sacral chakra, and, you know, really check in with your own emotional balance. And if you need to meditate with the water, or you need to surround yourself with water, that's a beautiful energy too. And just set three people, places, things in your life that you're going to let go that aren't actually for your greatest good, for your nurturing, for your feelings of love and support. And then intend with this new moon to plant seeds of three new things you are wanting to bring in. So it could be, I want more loving friendships. I want healthier food. I want to have more energy. Or I want to, you know, let go of a pattern. You want to let go of a pattern. You want to bring in more empathy, empathetic people, you know, things like that. So, you know, just really to be kind and gentle with yourself, reach out for support. I'm here. So if you want to do some of the inner work, I have a Fill Your Cup e-course, $10. Gives you some awesome tips for self-care. I also have the Sweet Aha's Life Clarity Session. So if you're really needing to look at how to shift a pattern and really come into your own alignment and energy and personal power, please reach out and we can do a session there. If you're not sure what to book, I also have a free your heart call. We can do a discovery call. I can find out what's going on and make some suggestions and see if it would be cool you and I work together. All right, so have a wonderful, wonderful new moon. Watch out for that Neptune, Stark Realities might show forth. And looking forward to connecting with you at next month's new moon. All right, talk to you soon.